Episode 1598, Answer the Call.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy day. It is a brand new week and a beautiful mindset Monday. It is Memorial Day, a time to honor our service members who have fought for our freedoms. Today, we salute you and thank you for answering the call. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, every day you have choices. When you aim higher than you feel comfortable, victory is yours to claim. You are called to greatness. So how will you answer the call? Today we celebrate and honor our heroes, the service members who have fought for our freedoms and protect us daily. It's amazing how much we take for granted. And today, while you're sitting poolside at the lake, enjoying those hamburgers and maybe popping a few beers, whatever it is that you are doing to celebrate, take a moment to honor those who have fought for the freedoms you enjoy. It's not something that should be taken for granted. Today, we salute our heroes. Well, too often we go through our days living in our assumptions, the things that are accepted as true or as certain to happen without proof. It's the assumption mindset. We just kind of do. We don't put any thought into it. Living with this mindset keeps us tethered to the norm, restricting personal growth and development. It restricts what you want to claim as yours. The assumption mindset buries our greatness before it can be discovered and cultivated. The assumption mindset buries your greatness before it can be discovered and cultivated. I have to believe that our service members didn't live by this assumption mindset. In both war and peace, they chose victory by walking in their greatness. They did what needed to be done to answer the call. Soldiers are called to greatness. There's no time for mediocrity. There's no time to settle in. There's no time to get comfortable. For those who fight for your freedoms, honor them by answering your call. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy, this Memorial Day. Answer the call. Stop minimizing your greatness. When you think about what you want to be when you grow up, when you think about the impact that you want on the world, at one point in your life, you had a really big dream. But then something happened in between now and then. And it seems like you live kind of in, well, this is how it is. You just accept it. You just assume that this is all that life has to offer you. Stop minimizing your greatness. Stop settling for what comes easy. Anything worth having is going to take work. The victory is won in battle, not in training. William Shakespeare says this, "Be not afraid of greatness. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and others have greatness thrust upon them." We don't always know what life has in store for us. Some things we might assume are going to happen. Others come with a great surprise. And sometimes with those great surprises comes great reward. So answer the call. Number one, carry your victory in your daily intentions. When you face opposition, know that it brings you one step closer to greatness. I can only imagine how our soldiers went into battle. Every turn was a fight for life in order to gain victory. They faced opposition with courage and bravery. And with every step that they took, it brought them closer to walking in their greatness. So carry your victory in your daily intentions. Number two, expect the unexpected. When you give yourself permission to live outside the assumption mindset, you see light in the darkness. Which means what? Hope. Hope remains. Hope is there. Expect the unexpected. You don't have to sit here and say, oh, I'm settling with my comfort zone. This is great. I'm going to live in this pit that I found and, oh, it works for now. That's settling. Stop. Expect the unexpected. Live outside that assumption mindset. There is light at the end of the tunnel. And number three, consistency ignites greatness. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It requires you to what? Take the next step. It doesn't mean you're going to have all the answers, but you know the next thing that has to happen. The one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You're not trying to win a race every single day. You're just trying to take that next step to walk in your greatness. Your greatness begins when you stop fearing what you don't know. Be brave. Be intentional. Answer the call. I'm reminded daily by our service members of the military who have gone before us. We have some that are serving currently in our family. We have some who have passed on, and we have others who were lost in battle. This day, I don't want it to be just a normal day for you. I want you to think of this day as a great day. And that great day means that there's victory when you lay your head on your pillow, safe in your home, living out the freedoms you enjoy. For each serviceman and woman who stepped into greatness by fighting for our freedoms that we have today, all they ask is that you do the same. Step into your greatness. Answer your call. For one step at a time, it leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a blessed Memorial Day. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.